Into our third hour, I am Jim Rohn. We are live in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans apply simply. Understand fully, mortgage confidently. I've been here for every one of these things. We have never had a day like this prior to the smack off. Never had a day like this. Ever. Ever. Which tells me one thing. The smack off has never been stronger. It has never been better. It's got all sorts of heat. 24 years in. A ton of heat. We have never had a day like this. So we are efforting the WBC lightweight champion, Mikey Garcia. He is en route. We're trying to get him in here in time. Also, before the end of the program, A.J. Boye, Jacksonville Jaguars cornerback, is going to join us on the phones. So Mikey Garcia, hopefully in studio. A.J. Boye after that. Smack off tomorrow. A lot of reaction. Mike came in. Mike from Indy retired yesterday, came back in today, and all he said was, I'm back, and hung up. Some of the reaction. At Gage Peak, holy bleep. Today is one of those days where the clones take the show over in an epic way. Time for Hawk to spark a spliff. At Austin Griffin, 37 tweets. Mike is back. Smack off 24. Wouldn't have been the same without him. Can't wait for tomorrow. I'll give you your hashtag for the smack off tomorrow. Jeff in Norco tweets. The only thing shorter than Mike in Indy's retirement was Left's writing team going from being fired to being rehired. At Ike N. West Texas tweets, Mike is back. I did not see that coming. Signed, Helen Keller. At ZSpray55 tweets, technically Mike in Indy did not RSVP. At Brian C. 60 tweets, Mike in Indy, the Brett Favre of the jungle. Woo! So today, Stevie Carbone called in and said, I would never bring somebody else in for a call, or would I? Set up a lot of speculation about what he might do tomorrow. He was in, Silk was in, although it didn't go that well for him, when Silk had a, quote, celebrity RSVP for him, and it was fake Silk. So mostly today it's been about Mike in Indy saying that he's back, and Left dropping another video with some jungle favorites on that video. He tweeted it out. Again, I'm not going to turn this into Left's production house, but if you want to see it, go ahead and look for it. In the meantime, we are efforting Mikey Garcia, A.J. Boye, and this guy's back. This guy's back, back. He's back again. He retired yesterday. He called in earlier today to say he's back, and now he's back in the third hour. Mike in Indy, back again. Mike, now what? What's up?
Well, I was enjoying retirement, Jim. That was real. I might be relatively young, but an elite smack-off caller is like an elite NFL running back. I'm not the type to get 5 yards, then step out of bounds. I'm not only taking more blows than anyone else, but I'm running downfield, going out of my way to protocol as many defenders as possible. That takes a toll on you. But it was pointed out to me that with the new Left and Laguna rule and Left being stripped of his last two titles, since Left is unable to perform his duties as king, it goes to the second place guy both years. And what do you know? I was second place both years. And the thing about that is when you have the crown, you have to defend the crown. That's smack off code. So really I have no choice. I will honor the code. And while I'm out here defending, I might as well win it, and then I'll defend that next year. You know, a few years ago, the Smack-Off had 9 total callers, and you thought about shutting the thing down. Then I came in with one of the greatest calls ever and gave the Smack-Off mouth-to-mouth. You're all welcome. I also want to call out 2 members of Left's writing team. First of all, Evan in the Bay, who let it slip on a podcast that they had a team of 30 guys on a text chain writing Left's call all year. That's true. And then this Rick Flores kook who let it out of the bag what Left's plan is for tomorrow. So I'm going to ruin that plan. Evan and Rick, these two imbeciles have let so many cats out of the bag that Adam Hawk had to excuse himself to the restroom for a little bit of personal time. I'll see you tomorrow, Jim.
Holy crap. Mike in Indy. Hey, Mike, it's only 8 after the hour. Do you want to call back? Is he going to call back again? All right, so he just name-dropped a couple of guys, talked about how it's already out of the bag. He says those titles go to him because of the rule change. Actually, they don't. Those are still Left's titles. Mike said, come on now. If you're not allowed to come in the studio, and he came into the studio twice, and I came in second both those years, then the crown is mine. Those are both my wins. I'm telling you, man, plot twists. This thing's getting good. He's back. Mikey Nindy leaves for 355 days and then shows up three times in 2 days. With that, reaction. Hit me up on Twitter, @JimRome. Call the program, 1-800-636-8686. This guy is in the field. He wants in. He said, the only reason I haven't won, he made this call earlier, the only reason he has not won is because people do not understand what he's saying. So he is lessening his twang, changing his vernacular. Bodie in Pearland. Bodie, what's up, Bubba?
Hey, Bubba, I ain't changing a damn thing. You know what, Bubba? They ain't everybody in the damn jungle and Cruz Pedregon knows they ain't one, but one name going to be on the back of that car, even if I don't win. But that name is going to be some bitch. And now, how badass is that? And Mike, quit begging for stuff, you some bitch. I'm out.
Bodie. Bodie, not only has that twang not lessened, it sounds five times worse. You come in. I love Bodie. You come in, and not only has it not been lessened, but that was like five some bitches in about 5 seconds. He sounded angry. And when Bodie gets angry, that twang gets thicker and thicker and thicker. Some bitch is going to be on the side of that car or back of that car.
Some bitch.
We haven't heard from a lady clone in quite some time. Let's let the lady clones in. Tether in Green Bay. Hey, Tether, how are you?
Hey, Jim. I'm doing good. How are you?
So good. I'm having a great day. How about you?
Oh, man. I'm having an awesome day. This is wild. I'm loving the show today. I really want to thank you for the Vine. I feel like first I should tell Liz, solid attempt on Monday. She may throw around her legend status like candy from a pinata, but really, she's just a groupie. Much like a soccer mom, she hands out juice boxes and bananas to the gang before the big show and high fives them after, saying, good job, good effort. Soak it all in now, legendary Liz, because groupie is the closest you're ever going to come to being a smack-off champ. By the way, Jim, did you know that Mike and Andy was also kind enough to poke his head in on Woodscopes last Friday, fire off some smack at Left? I think it was just enough to gauge the audience and decide if he'd even have what it takes to show on Friday. Same thing he did here yesterday and today. I guess his last throw on Twitter were enough to force re-entry. We'll see if he calls again. Keep in mind, Mike, there's no cheddar for second place. Rick and Vic have been going back and forth on Twitter. That has been good times. I'm sure it's more for their entertainment than ours. Also, Vic going for the block on Rick was interesting. That play is now reversed. Seriously, though, Vic, blocking and unblocking, that's as weak as going on a national radio show. Geared around talking smack and then apologizing to people later. Just ask the groupie. She'll tell you it's a bad look. Finally, Jim, we have to talk about the Canadians. In this big marshmallow snowflake type of world, it would probably be frowned upon to not give them a safe space or place in the smack-off rankings. So after a couple of new no-names squeak into the 11th and 12th place this year, surely 13th and 14th will need to be opened up and occupied by the Canadians to ensure their safe space. Have no worries. You can put your good luck safety pins away, gentlemen. There will be a place for you. Jim, my prediction is Left will come in strong with Radio Gold, but it won't be enough for the win. Feels bad, Jim. My money is on Benny. Some of us felt like he had it all last year. This year he wins. That's it from me, man. I'm stoked for the big show tomorrow. Won't miss a minute. Lots of love. War you. Peace out.
War Lady Clones. And the Lady Clones are beefing.
War Lady Clones.
Tether and Green Bay cracking back on Liz, calling her the groupie. The groupie this, the groupie that. Took a run at the Canadians, and she's keeping it in state. The Lady Clones are coming in right now. Actually, there's a Lady Clone with a golden ticket, Danica. We've not heard from Danica. Is anybody with a golden ticket going to make any noise tomorrow? We'll find out. God, what a wild day this has been. So Mike came in and tried to give up Left. Name dropped a few of his writers, exposed him, said, I know what you're up to. Does anybody really know, though? We'll find out tomorrow. Leff has been doing a lot of production. It's interesting because I said, don't do any production for the program, at least no video production. It's going to backfire. It's not going to work. You can't sync up or time up with the guys in New York. Don't expect them to produce your call, or don't try and produce your call and bring them into the loop. So Leff, understanding that you can only control what you can control, is controlling his production prior to the event. And understand, no matter how that thing looks, no matter how that feels, it's got nothing to do with tomorrow. The video RSVPs, you know, as shiny as they are, have got nothing to do with what happens tomorrow. Tomorrow is tomorrow. It starts tomorrow. The clock starts tomorrow. This whole body of work thing or what you did in the week leading up to it does not matter tomorrow. It's completely irrelevant. What matters, the only thing that matters, is what you say and what you do when you're on the air tomorrow, not today. Today's been awesome, but it doesn't matter. Caleb in Green Bay is on Twitter. Man, the second these guys hang up the phone, they rush to social. So they went from never showing up prior to now they won't leave. Caleb in Green Bay, quote, "I looked at Mike's retirement and Leff's writer purge the same way I look at my gym membership. I don't buy it." This is crazy. Broadway is coming back in. Now, he always did prior to the event. He was the one guy that would. The VIC, Broadway Victor. Vic, you believe this, man?
What up, Big Perm? I mean, Big Rome. Hey, man, I sent a picture along previewing what I'm going to be wearing tomorrow as my official gear. I'm going to be rocking the luchador mask, my official Jim Rome t-shirt that I got from the jungle store, along with the Welcome to the Jungle CD, a couple of mock turtlenecks, and some jungle signage. You know, it's a sweet shirt, Rome. Your lettuce is looking on point, man. And then afterwards, after my call, I'm going to be autographing that worn game gear, and I'm going to raffle it off to one of my lucky Twitter followers. So stay tuned for that, clones. You know, Mike and Indy's back after threatening us with retirement. Damn it, Mike, you can't be playing with our emotions like that, okay? Don't tell us you're leaving. Get us all excited at the thought of never having to hear your crappy calls again. And then break our hearts by coming back in with some gimmick, okay? Dude, we all knew you weren't going anywhere, like, no life, Mike. I mean, what else were you going to do? Were you going to hold your own separate little smack-off down there in UT Chattanooga? I mean, we all know you're a loser, but you're not as big of a loser as T.O., right? And Rome, after yesterday's horse crap that Leff pulled in triangulating the location of Straight Fire, are you frightened yet by this psychopath? I know I would be. I mean, this guy knows more about you than you. Rome, this guy probably knows all your passwords and he goes through your trash at night. I mean, I was going to say that Leff's obsession with all things Jim Rome is kind of like Fatal Attraction and you're going to come home one day to find a boiled rabbit on your stove. But now I'm thinking it's more like that movie Single White Female. Dude, Leff is trying to become you, Rome. We've been warning you about this for the past couple years. And finally, I heard Mike right now just say that he should have about 3 or 4 titles by now. Actually, Dick Flowers is the guy who should have like 3 titles by now. You know, that's Leff's executive producer, by the way, if you don't know him. And he used to work for Mark in Hollywood. You know, apparently Dick Flowers has become a bit of a clone whisperer. He takes mediocre to good smackers like Mark in Hollywood and Leff, and he whispers them up in a smack-off chance with his productions. You know, he's one of like one of these music guys behind all the top 20 Billboard hits from like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, you know. His services are in great demand these days. Not by me, though. You see, I don't really do pop music, okay? I'm not too worried about what the current fads are, what's hot with the kids these days. I'm not going to put a DJ into my song or have some crappy rap artist come in and spit a few bars. Nah. Just let me plug in my electric guitar and let me churn out some good old-fashioned power chords. I'm ready to rock.
Damn, Vic. Vic is coming with more content prior to the thing than anybody in quite some time. Vic is in. You know, I was just thinking the only guy we have not heard from, Chael. But Chael was the first guy in. He was the first RSVP. When we come back, we're efforting Mikey Garcia. In fact, we found him. That's coming up next. WBC Lightweight Champion Studio next. AJ Boye after that. Zypa is spelled Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Happy Z spelled backwards. If you go to bed with Zypa, you wake up with happy Z's. Did you know that one bad night of sleep can ruin your entire day? Are you planning a summer vacation? You do not want to ruin that entire vacation with snoring all night long. Vacations are supposed to be a time for rest and relaxation. How do you expect to get any rest if they're snoring all night long? You need to get a Zepa before you take that vacation. Snoring is not sleeping. If you or somebody you know snores, go to Zepa.com. Zepa is guaranteed to stop snoring. You've got nothing to lose. If you're not happy for any reason, return it for a full refund. Do you need another reason to buy that Zepa? Go to Zepa.com. Use the promo code Rome. You'll get free shipping for your Zepa. Snoring is rude. It's disrespectful. It's offensive because there is a solution. That solution is Zepa. Do not lose another night of sleep. Do not ruin your summer vacation. Get your Zepa right now by going to Zepa.com. Use the promo code Rome and you'll get free shipping. You'll ensure that you have a great summer. Zepa.com, promo code Rome.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. Jim Rome with you on this Thursday. Very busy day here in Southern California. And I mentioned earlier in the program, I'm a huge boxing guy. Always been a big boxing guy. Love boxing. Grew up with boxing. So I'm about MMA. I get that world. But to me, it's never been one or the other. I love boxing. And we are joined right now in studio by a four division champion. He is currently the WBC lightweight champ. 38-0. 30 wins by knockout. Big fight coming up at Staples Center July 28th. It is on Showtime. Garcia v. Easter, Mikey Garcia joins me in studio. Mikey, it is so nice to see you. How are you?
Pleasure to have me here. You know, a pleasure to be here. Just appreciate everything. You know, everything's going well. I'm very excited for this upcoming fight. You know, so I hope, you know, everything goes well and people get a chance to come see me and enjoy the night.
I'd like to hear that. It's going to be a great fight. Really good showdown. So we're about a week out and you're going to fight Robert Easter. It's a unification bout at Staples. So what's it mean to not only get a chance to unify, but you get to do it back home?
It's great. Ever since I started, you know, boxing, you know, it's always a dream of a fighter to become champion and unify titles and all that. And now I get to do that and to bring that fight here in LA, you know, it's just means more. It's special because I haven't actually fought here in 7 years now.
Right.
I haven't had a fight here in LA in California in 7 years. So to bring a fight like this, you know, for my local fan base, for my people who support me, you know, get to see me live, it's just a special treat.
You know, Mikey, you talk about the fans who get to see you. I think you're different in the sense that you understand this. For instance, you understand that when fans come to see you fight, they've made a sacrifice. They've given up their time. They've given up their money. You know how hard it is to make money. You understand those things. What's it mean to you to know that they've made that commitment to you? And then how important is it for you to put on a show when they put their money out there like that?
Look, it's the most important thing for me. And the most emotional moment of any fight for me is when I walk out from my locker room into the arena. And the music starts going and the fans get up and start cheering you on, trying to reach over from the stands to shake your hand. It almost brings tears to my eyes sometimes. It's almost unbelievable to me that all these people are there to see me. They spend time, you know, or maybe got days off work or maybe they made a trip out of it. Whatever it is, you know, they did all that just to come see me for a few moments, for a few minutes. You know, that's incredible. And that's why I appreciate that so much. And that's why I owe it to them to be accessible, to be the fighter that they love, to be, you know, easygoing where I give them fans, my fans a picture, an autograph, you know, it doesn't take anything away from me. I owe it to them, you know, and if they're taking the time of their lives to see me, well, I owe it to them to deliver in the ring and give them a fight to remember.
WBC lightweight champion Mikey Garcia joins me in studio. Once again, that fight is July 28th on Showtime. Styles make fights. When you look at Easter, what concerns you the most about him in that matchup?
Well, Easter brings different tools. You know, he's actually very tall and has a longer reach, so he has height and reach advantages. I have experience. I have other fights that I've had against taller opponents. We made the right training. We made different strategies. We worked on different strategies with different sparring partners. My brother and my dad have helped me a lot in the development of my career. And with the experience that I've had and them together, my team, I think it's the best that I could ask for. I'm well prepared. I can maybe box on the outside, catch him reaching in. Maybe I have to put pressure and work the body. I'm ready to do whatever it takes to win. But the adjustments will have to be done inside of the ring on the 28th. You know, his height and reach are something that I need to, you know, be careful.
Mikey Garcia joins us. You mentioned your father and your brother. You know how it is in boxing, right? You've seen fathers and sons train and fight. It does not always go well. In fact, a lot of times it doesn't go well at all, yet you have your father and your brother working with you. What's that like?
No, it's actually a very good atmosphere, a very good relationship. They know me better than anybody. I know them. They understand what I'm capable of doing. They are observing me every day in the gym. My dad and my brother sometimes aren't quite on the same page. My brother wants me to box and be safe and be, you know, careful and be defensive. Well, my dad sometimes wants a little more out of me, a little more action, a little more aggressive. So I give them both a round or two apiece. That way they can all be happy. But overall, everything's very, very well, you know, placed for me.
I think it's amazing, right? I mean, they both have different viewpoints on this, and you try and make them both happy. I think fight fans who know your background, but a lot of people watching right now or listening do not. Let me go back a little bit. You were born in Oxnard.
Yes.
And your father, Eduardo, made a lot of sacrifices. A lot of sacrifices when he came from Mexico. He was raising six kids in a mobile home, working long hours in the strawberry fields, which is absolutely backbreaking work.
Yes.
What have you learned from him about sacrifice and hard work?
Well, he, you know, he had a one-bedroom mobile home. I was actually born there still, so I was a seventh. You know, I still remember seeing him come home, you know, with the pants full in mud and red stains on the clothes from working the strawberry fields along with my mom. My mom was actually, I think, up to like 4 or 5 months pregnant, still working, you know, she was pregnant with me. I mean, it's just, you know, struggle, you know, the sacrifices are there, but it's all with the, you know, mindset to be someone better in life, you know, that American dream. You know, they come as immigrant people from Mexico, from other, you know, cultures, other backgrounds. They don't even speak the language of, you know, they don't speak English, but they did all this, you know, to give us a better life, to give us another opportunity, you know, like my brothers, myself. And so what we've learned, or what I pick up the most, is that, you know, anything is possible if you put your mind to it. And he had a dream of being a champion trainer, boxing trainer, and he's accomplished that. And I'm giving him even more just because he showed me all that. He worked hard, so hard for so many years. Now it's my job to make sure that I fulfill his dreams.
Mikey Garcia joins us. I mean, it's amazing. He comes from Mexico, one-bedroom mobile home.
Yes.
Your brother, Robert, was a world champion.
Yes.
He's a legend in Oxnard. He's featured on a mural there. What was it like growing up as the brother of Robert Garcia?
That was actually pretty fun. Growing up, I was like in fourth, fifth, sixth grade, and my friends would ask me for autographs and pictures, and, you know, everybody knew me that.
His autograph or your autograph?
His autograph.
Okay, right.
You know, everybody knew that I was, you know, his brother, and some kids wouldn't really believe me. They'd be like, no, you're not. There's no way you can be brothers with Robert. You know, he's a champion. He's this, he's that. Well, yeah, you know, I'm his brother. And I'd bring pictures or whatever whenever they asked me. My teachers would ask me for gloves or autographs, you know. So that was pretty cool. I actually got away with some of the classes by giving them autographs and stuff. They'd come and break on some homework assignments.
You know it. You got to work it.
Yeah.
So in addition to that, that's really funny. In addition to training your brother, now your father also trained one of my favorites, man. Fernando Vargas, back in the day. Now, I love Fernando Vargas. I loved watching him fight, and you're probably too young, but he used to come on this program, dude. He is so funny. You know, Fernando, man, he's just got this it. He's got this charisma. He's got this energy about him. When he walks in the room, you know he's there.
Oh, you know.
And, dude, he hated Oscar De La Hoya. And the two of these guys would go back and forth, and Fernando used to just light him up on this show. I got to know, what was it like to be around Fernando Vargas back in the day?
You know, I grew up, like I said, maybe I was 10, 11, 12 years old when Fernando was at his peak. I went to a lot of his fights, most of his fights. That energy that you're talking about, that atmosphere, you know, he walks in the room, you just know he's there. You know, that presence is felt. And it was very cool. I mean, as a kid, I was always kind of in the background just watching and observing. And just impressed with how the people just, you know, surrounded him. And everybody, you know, saw Fernando as this big, you know, star. And he was, you know, he earned it. He paid his dues. He had the talk, but also walked the walk, you know. So it was just great to see him. And I saw him also work hard. I saw him at the training camps. I spent a few training camps as a kid with him, he worked his ass off. He really worked hard. He put in all the hours in the gym. So that's why he earned, you know, his position, his place. But it was very fun to be in school and everybody talking about the big fights that he had, the Trinidad fight, the Corte fight, the De La Hoya fights.
Dude, and these are all legends, man. Trinidad, Corte, De La Hoya.
They were all in the prime. Legends and in their prime. And Fernando's taking on them. And he was so young. You know, it was so impressive what he was able to accomplish in such a short career and such young career. So I see all that, and it's like, you know, it's you got to tip your hat off, and we're still very close. He's actually coming here on Saturday. He's got a fighter fighting. Wesley Diana will be fighting also on the undercard, and he's training that kid.
You tell him I said what's up. And the other thing that he once said, and I believe this, you know, guys say this. I think you guys are such a different breed anyway. If you step between the ropes, you're a different cat, period, no matter who you are. But he was one of those guys who's like, man, I'd be willing to die before I lost that fight. And when he'd say things like that, he had that kind of pride.
Yes.
Before I let you go, you won your last fight in March. You became just the third fighter in history to win a title at 126, 130, 135, and 140. The other two guys to do that, Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez. Last month, George Foreman tweeted, quote, Mikey Garcia is my favorite boxer today. So what's it mean to hear your name mentioned with guys like Pacquiao and Marquez and to get that kind of love from George Foreman, who would normally not do something like that?
Look, it's like I said, it's unbelievable. And it's almost something that it's so incredible that my name gets to be mentioned along those names, Pacquiao, Marquez. And when I hear George Foreman tweet that, it's just so special. Like I said, it's unbelievable. I can't explain the feeling. I never imagined myself being where I'm at, and to be here, and it's still so new. It's still like, you know, something that was never a dream, you know, that I could reach, and now I'm here. It's just, you know, it just overfills you with joy. And I mean, I've seen George Foreman, you know, great, you know, history with the fights with, you know, Ali, and just a legend in its own, and he appreciates me, and he watches me, and he knows who I am. It's like,
you're his favorite fighter right now.
Wow, that's just, you know, mind blowing.
Four division champion, however, the WBC lightweight champion. He's unbeaten, 38-0, 30 by knockout, and this is a big, big fight. It's July 28th. It's on Showtime. It's at Staples Center here in Los Angeles. It is a unification bout, Garcia v. Easter. Mikey, you crushed that. Really nice to meet you. Great to have you on the program, and good luck to you, man. I'll be watching for sure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the love and support.
Really good to see you. Great job. Mikey Garcia here in studio. If you want to respond to it, you go right ahead. You know where to find me on the phones. You know where to find me on Twitter. And that's a big fight. Again, that's on Showtime. It's July 28th. He's fighting for the first time at home in 7 years, July 28th. All right, we take a short time out. When we come back, a lot more. Quick note, too, as we go to break. If you want maximum performance from your car, remember, you could use an Edge. Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown that was tested in the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 VisGrade. It helps to fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. My thanks to Mikey Garcia, WBC lightweight champ, who was in studio. Beaks in Studio City tweets, Smack Off Eve is straight gangster this year. War the hashtag Smack Off. That's your hashtag tomorrow. Don't get cute. Hashtag Smack Off. Hashtag Smack Off. Any tweet that you hit yesterday or tomorrow, I should say, hashtag it Smack Off. Everything. Anything relating to what you hear, anything you do on Twitter, hashtag it Smack Off. James Epler asks on Twitter, what app can I use to catch the smack off? You can use the free radio.com app. Radio.com. That's the app. Don't go to that website. That's the app. Radio.com. It's an app, not a website. Radio.com. That will do. Use that. We are efforting AJ Boye. In the meantime, you can call. Last window. Last opportunity. 1-800-636-8686. Speaking of the old school, Oren, no longer in Denver, made one of the most famous calls in the history of the program. Oren, what's up? How are you?
What's popping with you, Romy?
What's up?
Chilling, man. I know you got to keep it moving, so I'm going to go quick. I think it was on Tuesday you were commenting on the fact that there are no funny deaths, but I don't know, Romy. I think we all got a chuckle out of watching what's left of Henry Winkler's career tap out. Left in Laguna busted out a once A-list celeb turned AARP pitch man for his latest publicity stunt. Shocker. Which says far more about the Fonz's career than it does the lame in Laguna. Shilling for a smack-off contestant? Like, really, Henry? What did Schneider from One Day at a Time not want any of that action? Scott Baio, maybe? Hey, Les, I heard Papa John's got some free time on his hands now, and the jungle is awaiting your tandem call tomorrow. And when you crash and burn, when Papa goes off script and gets all fuzzy,
Orin. No. Orin.
I don't like that call.
Orin, dude, I like you a lot, man. I like you a lot. I respect you a lot. You made one of the most famous calls in the history of the program. You can't dog Henry Winkler, though. Henry Winkler also, like you, Orin, like you, was responsible for one of the most famous moments in the history of the program. The Fonz. And I'm not talking about the video that he did for Lef. The thing that won him a CCA was one of the most famous moments of my entire career. Literally. Like, breathtaking. Like, it would take me way too long right now, especially as we effort A.J. Boye, to lay out exactly what the Fonz did, what Henry Winkler did when he called this program. But that's not the guy you want to crack. That's not the guy that you want to come in here and say, hey, yeah, what's left of his career? Plenty. The guy was doing it not for left per se, but doing it for the jungle. Did you not see him break out as part of that video, the CCA award? That's not the guy you want to dog. The Fonz is a Hall of Famer in life, man. That guy's jungle royalty, Orin. That's not the guy you want to kill. I love the Fonz. Hey! I said to myself, this guy's the best guy in this town. Not the best guy in Hollywood, the best guy in this town. The best guy in Los Angeles. Like, the best guy ever. That's not the guy that you want to come in and murder. You know, if you want to murder that inbred that you murdered back in the day, that's one thing. But don't you come in here looking to murder the Fonz. If you want to murder Potsy or Ralph Mouth or even Arnold, you go right ahead. Henry Winkler is freaking jungle royalty, man. It's got nothing to do with Lef. It's all about the Fonz. So, Orin, you and I are cool. I got respect for you. You made an amazing call. You made a lot of good calls back in the day. But, man, you can't roll up on the Fonz like that. Not on my show. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Does my man, does Orin even have a golden ticket? Does Orin have a golden ticket? Now he doesn't. Bro, I'm sorry to do that, man. I never thought that I would ever do that to you, Orin. And I'm not picking him over you. I'm just saying, why would you mess with Henry Winkler after what he's done for the program? He is a jungle legend. What, I'm not going to defend the Fonz after what he's done for this program? Come on now. Got to. What a wild third hour. What a wild day. I never, ever, ever thought. Never, ever thought that that would happen to Orin. Dude, Orin's strong. But then again, that's why I like Orin, right? Orin's just going to shoot straight. You got to come back, man. Orin, you'll be back. You'll be back. You got to understand where I'm coming from, though. All right, so A.J. Boye is in a meeting. He can't get out. So we're going to have to reschedule him. That opens up your window. Mike and Indy, if you feel like you got to call again. Vic, if you need to call again. 1-800-636-8686. We were doing a bit one day on the program about jumping the shark, about Fonzie, and this thing just took on a life of its own. And we kept going and we kept going and we kept going. And literally before the end of the program, Henry Winkler, who was on location in Canada, the story worked its way all the way back to him, and he called the show on his own when he and I never had any kind of connection whatsoever. It won him a Clone's Choice Award. It was a legendary moment. So for that, this guy's always been jungle royalty. I don't need to reset that whole thing right now. I'm just giving you a little background, little history. Got a huge call coming up momentarily. Damn, what a day. Best smack-off eve ever. The smack-off is coming up tomorrow. Smack-off 24. Who's going to win this thing? Huge call today brought to you by Barbasol Razors. Barbasol is finally making razors. It is a no-brainer. Check out the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus. Six ultra-thin blades. Save on the Ultra 6 Plus at Barbasol.com. So just to recap very quickly, Leff came in, dropped another video, but announced he fired his team of writers. Mike came in. Mike retired yesterday. Mike unretired today. And then Mike came back in and took a real run at Leff. Vic came in today, took a run at pretty much everybody. Stevie Carbone came in to RSVP. Carbone said, I'm not a tandem call guy. Or am I? Both Silks, the real Silk and the fake Silk, were in today. Tyler in Edmonton was in today. I mentioned about the only guy we have not heard from is Chael. But Chael was the first RSVP'd. Bodie came in today and said that he has not lessened his twang. Last chance to get through. 1-800-636-8686. Who do you like tomorrow? Why? Remember, if you're listening to the program, I need to see you on Twitter. I need to see you reacting. We do this every single year on Smack-Off Eve, going into the Smack-Off itself for the huge call. We reset the call that won the prior year.
Tried to lubricating this guy's ball bearings. And while we're at it, Jimmy, can we get Bryce to hook up Mike and Indy with some wiper blades for that number two streak he's left all over your show? I mean, this guy gets more silver than a Q-tip at the NBA commissioner's crib and more seconds than it takes Bo Jackson to count to 60, which reminds me, Roby, Mike stuttered so bad in last year's Smack-Off and in his call yesterday, I kept waiting for Chael Sonnen to show up, hit him with those shock paddles, and bring him back to life like he did in 2015. Oh, and Mike, I ordered a couple of your shirts from your Shopify.com. Hey, Romy, last night, did you see a helmet chipped the tooth of Aaron Judge? How in the hell did a helmet even find a tooth in this guy's gap mouth? I mean, dude's got so many gaps in his teeth. Whenever Joe Girardi comes to put the shift on, I'm pretty sure he's motioning for Aaron's chiclets to move over. And with that jack-o'-lantern mouth, people in New York have already started calling him Mr. October 31st. I know his name is Aaron Judge, but are we sure he wasn't created by Mike Judge? I mean, dude looks so much like Butthead, I have to expect his pressers to sound like, I like to swing big wood. That was cool. If Aaron Judge can bring the teeth, Mark in Hollywood can sure supply the gums. Mark's got more gum in his smile than a pack of Bazooka Joe. I mean, dude could win a bubble-blowing contest with those things. I mean, seriously, bro, what's the vet measure your gum-to-tooth ratio in, furlongs? And, dude, I know you're from Philly. I just didn't know you are a Philly. Now watch me smack, smack. Watch Mark Nae-Nae. Jim, being a star actor in the jungle just means you're a failed smack runner. Pervy Alvey, O.J. Kilder, Studio Stormy.
Hey, don't go pissing your pants, kid. What the hell happened? You lose your place in a damn script? In my day, we didn't even use scripts.
Well, but aren't you...
Terrence and Sarah Madry. Yeah. So what?
But I thought you were...
Dead? No, legends never die, kid, unless you're Burt Corona. You killed that guy last year. Hey, this is your big chance. You know what an honor it is to be in the pole position and go back-to-back? Unless you're that cow-tipping redneck Mike and Indy or his lackey, Shale. Hey, if he fought Mayweather under MMA rules, he'd still get his ass kicked. That guy's going to end up wrestling bears at the carnival. Okay? Hey, listen, kid. I got your back. You know that 1996 Sports Illustrated picture of all those clones with Jim? They all got your back, too, kid. You can count on it.
The 1996 SI photo shoot? I mean, do you mean to tell me that Joe and Lemon Grove, Dave the Mayor and Poway, Rich and Anaheim Hills, Silk, Ira, Trapper, and Jim Benton, the Detolas, and Raider Mike all have my back? But I thought they were dead, too.
I told you, kid. Legends never die. Besides, they're not dead. They're just dead from the neck up. They can still walk around and pose for a picture now and then. Come on, now.
Well, Jim, I think that's them walking into the studio right now. There's Ira. He's bringing all the tree, and Randall's got the Portlandia bush. And there's Raider Mike. He's going to plant them high and deep just like he plants his Raider jersey into his jeans. You can, like, recreate the 1996 SI photo, Jim. Oh, and there's Sports Illustrated columnist Ben Golliver. He's going to document this whole thing for a new article next month. So, Romy, I guess it's true. There's heroes and there's legends. Heroes do chopper calls, bust down studio doors, and leave their capes behind. But legends bridge the gap that's the size of Aaron Judge's teeth between old school and new school and collect back-to-back Smack-Off titles. Legends never die, Romy.
Hey, what a bet, punk?
Whoa, Terrence, put the gun down.
Hey, Bert says hello. Damn, I'm out of bullets.
That will not be happening tomorrow. Nobody's coming in this studio but me. Smack off 24. Get here early. Get the day off. Be on Twitter. Hashtag it Smack Off. This might be the mother of all events if Smack Off Eve is any kind of indication. Can't wait. We are under 24 hours. First time ever it's on TV. See you then. The Smack Off. We're out.